get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience finished recording their first album, Are You Experienced, in March of 1967. And it was released in Great Britain 2 months later. Unlike the American version of the album, which came out in September of that year, the British LP didn't contain the group's first three singles, Hey Joe, Purple Haze, and The Wind Cries Mary. But it did include the bluesy Red House, Can You See Me, and Remember.
It has about three or four different moods. It has a little, you know, rock and roll. It has about two rock and roll songs, which you can call rock and roll, you know. And then it has a blues. And it has a few freak-out tunes.
The freak-out tunes, of course, were the title track and a lengthy instrumental called Third Stone from the Sun, a psychedelic foray into science fantasy.
Third Stone from the Sun is Earth, you know. That's what it is. You know, they have Mercury, Venus, and then Earth. And these guys coming from another planet, you know. They observe Earth, you know, for a while. And they think that the smartest animal on the whole Earth is chickens, you know, hens. And so they just... You know, there's nothing else here to offer. They didn't like the people so much, so they just blow it up at the end, you know. So you have all these different sounds. But all of them are made from, there's nothing but a guitar, you know, bass and drums, and then slowed down voices.
Stand. So to you I shall put an end.
By the spring of 67, Jimi Hendrix was a superstar in Europe. But he was still virtually unknown back in the States. As Beatles manager Brian Epstein pointed out during an interview with New York DJ Murray the K.
Many of your listeners probably won't know about Jimi Hendrix, who, by the way, has nothing to do with me. He's broken through big now, and I suppose to the general public in England, it looks as though it's an overnight success, but no star or success is born overnight, and he's a great performer. So,
You're telling me that he plays a guitar with...
With his teeth, with his feet, with his amplifier. He bashes it about, but it's not a gimmick thing. It's not smashing up guitars, which a lot of people do. It's just that he can play with his teeth. He is an ace guitarist.